The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. I'm Tom Bosley, ready once again to take you on another ride over the radio waves into the magical land of adventure. In the weeks before, we've explored many areas of time and space. But today, for the first time, we shall visit the land of the people in the Bible, at a time when the world was still very young. This is a story of 12 brothers, one of whom was named Joseph. Joseph was destined to become a great lord, but the way our adventure starts, you'd never guess it. Our adventure, A Coat of Many Colors, is based on the Old Testament story of Joseph and his brothers, and was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Paul Tripp, and stars Tony Roberts. I'll return shortly with Act One. There are two parts to the Bible. The Old Testament, which tells about the children of Israel, and the New Testament, which tells about Jesus. Our story is taken from the book of Genesis of the Old Testament. Genesis means the beginning, and that's where our adventure begins. Jacob and his 12 sons were shepherds, who with their families lived in the land of Canaan, which later on became known as Palestine, and today is shown on the map as the country of Israel. One day, at high noon, Jacob summoned all his sons to appear at his tent.
Oh, this is the life, Simon, my brother. To sit here under a palm tree away from our flock in the blazing sun, even for a short time.
If you ask me, Levi, our father is growing old.
I've noticed he's grown absent-minded of late.
Senile would be closer to the truth.
Simon, bite your tongue. There's no way to talk about our father.
Oh, will you run now to our father and tell him what I have said? Become a carrier of tales like Joseph, our dearly beloved brother? Curse him.
Oh, calm down, Simon. It's too hot
to be angry.
I have no more love for brother Joseph than you.
What is all this hateful talk about Joseph? Is he not our brother?
Aye, Reuben. And I could do with one less brother, gladly. But where are the others? All brothers were called.
I left them behind to guard the flocks.
Reuben, you're the eldest. Do you know why our fathers called us together?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's because our brother Joseph comes of age today. Today he becomes one of us. A man.
A man, indeed. Why all the fuss about the wretched brat?
Why are you so jealous of him, Simon?
Jealous? Well, perhaps I am. Can you blame me? While we labor in the fields and our faces burn black in the sun, where is Joseph? Loafing by the side of our father. There are no calluses on his hands. Yes, of course I'm jealous.
If Jacob, our father, wishes his favorite son by his side, is Joseph to be blamed?
Oh, Reuben, that's all very well, but when Joseph does join us in the fields, does he work? No. Stretches out on the ground and dreams. And then interprets those dreams to mean that someday he'll rule over us. Oh, no, Reuben, I have no love for him either.
Oh, Levi, once you loved the boy, what's happened to you?
Lower your voice. Here comes our father.
A good day to you, my sons. God give you joy. Where is Joseph?
Oh, dreaming one of his stupid dreams, most likely.
Here I am, Father. Greetings, my brothers. Why have you summoned us, Father? Is it some special occasion?
It is, my son. And the occasion is in your honor.
Mine?
Yes, my dearest son. Today you enter into the estate of manhood, and as a gift, put on this coat of many colors as a token of my love. The red, let it signify courage to you. The white, purity. The green, faith. And the blue, truth. Live a life, Joseph, tinted with these colors. Now go And may God love you.
Amen.
Simon, why are you silent? Why do you not also say amen to my prayer?
Well, why should I? When we, his elder brothers, came of age, you gave us no many colored coats.
Please, Simon.
Simon, why do you begrudge me my love for the boy? I love all my sons as a father should, but you are all grown men with families. You have no time for me, but Joseph is still in my home. Now that I am old and cold with age, his presence warms me. He makes the burden of my many years light as a feather.
Look at me, brothers. Do I not look like a splendid lord?
Oh, yes, you do, Joseph. Now your dreams will become even grander. Tell me, boy, what splendid dream have you dreamed since I last saw you?
Behold, I dreamed that we were binding sheaves of wheat in the field. And lo, my sheaf stood up straight while yours bowed to me.
Do you hear that, Father? He dreamed that he would lord it over his brothers.
Of course, I do not think I shall be your ruler. It was a dream. A dream is not a fact. Nor can I help dreaming. It is my nature. I'm sorry that I have offended you.
I tell you, brothers, when I saw Joseph strutting about in his new coat, I could have slain him right then and there. Here we stand, clad in old robes of rough cloth, while Joseph preens in his new and magnificent coat of so many colors. I will bear it no longer.
Simon, may blisters grow on your tongue for those evil words. For shame to have such murderous thoughts.
Well, if it isn't our dearest elder brother. Have you been eavesdropping, Reuben?
You spoke in anger, Simon. I cannot believe you would kill your own brother.
Believe what you like. My mind is made up. Joseph will not live to see the sun set today.
Monstrous! Simon, you will not harm a hair on that boy's head.
So you say. We shall see. Brothers, you've heard?
I heard.
Then you must choose between Reuben and me. Which shall it be?
I stand with you, Simon.
Let Simon do as he wishes.
You see, Reuben? Can you count? You are only one against nine of us.
Simon, here comes Joseph now.
Joseph, run! Quickly!
Why should I run, Reuben? Why? Is this a game you're playing? Why should I run from my own flesh and blood?
It's a game, all right. A game that you will lose.
Reuben, what is this? Why do my brothers point daggers at me?
Simon, wait. I have a better idea. Why should Joseph's blood be on our hands?
What do you suggest?
Well, see? Yonder is a dry well. Let us cast Joseph into it. He will die there. There's no water in the well.
Nay, this dagger will be better.
No, Simon. Reuben's idea is better. In the well, Joseph will die of thirst and hunger, and his blood will not be on our hands.
Well, have it your way. I care not as long as Joseph dies one way or the other.
Reuben, I thought you loved me as I loved you.
Now be quiet, boy. You've been a thorn in our sides too long. Simon, let me cast him into the well. I tie a rope around him. I am the eldest. Let this deed be on my head.
No, Reuben, no! Please spare my life. I have done nothing.
Keep your voice up, Joseph, but listen carefully. You will not die. I promise you. When the others have gone, I will return and rescue you. Goodbye, Joseph.
Help!
Here's an end to you and your dreams.
Help, please! Reuben! I will die in this well! Help! Help! Reuben!
Well, Simon, the deed is done. Are you satisfied now?
Aye. Now I am content.
Help! Please don't let me die here. Please, Simon, pull me up from this well. I am frightened.
I promise I will never dream again.
Who needs your promise, Joseph? I know you will never dream again. Simon?
A caravan approaches.
The Ishmaelites?
No, slave traders bound for Egypt.
Slave traders? Now, I wonder...
You there, shepherd. Is there any water in that well? My camels are thirsty.
No water, noble lord. But we have a fine slave down there to sell, if you will buy.
Simon, what are you thinking?
Levi, take this rope and pull Joseph out of the well. Quick, do as I say.
Strange land, this. Do you always keep slaves in wells?
For safekeeping, my lord. Ah, there you are, Joseph.
Oh, thank you, Simon. I knew you did not really mean to kill me.
What is this? This richly clad boy is a slave?
Behold, noble sir. Without this many-colored coat, he is merely a common boy. But strong and healthy, I promise you.
I'll give you 20 silver pieces for him.
Done.
No!
No more dreams, no more tales, no more Joseph.
And 20 silver pieces to buy a feast.
Hold there, Reuben. Come and help us celebrate.
Celebrate? Celebrate what? How is Joseph? Joseph! Joseph!
He's not in the well. What have you done to him?
Joseph is safe enough. Safely on his way to Egypt as a slave.
May you be cursed forever, Simon. This treachery will kill our father.
What treachery? A wild beast fell on Joseph and devoured him. We will show this coat to our father. We will smear some red dye on it. It will look enough like blood. Jacob, our father, will believe such a tale.
I'll not be an accomplice. I will not lie to our father.
Then I will tell him, and you will see how time will heal his grief. And don't forget our youngest brother, Benjamin. He will take Joseph's place. All will be well. And only we 10 will know that Joseph is a slave in Egypt.
And it turned out the way Simon predicted. Benjamin took Joseph's place and comforted his father. And though Jacob grieved for the rest of his life, he survived. Jealousy is a terrible thing, especially within a family. It can only lead to great unhappiness. I'll return shortly with Act Two. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. And Joseph was sold as a slave in Egypt. Egypt in those ancient days was one of the most powerful nations on earth. It was ruled by a mighty king who was called Pharaoh. For a while it seemed that Joseph was very lucky. He was bought by Potiphar, a general of Pharaoh's army, and after a while put in charge of running his master's house. But Potiphar's wife was jealous of Joseph. She invented lies and accused Joseph of being a thief. And before he knew it, Joseph found himself in prison, forgotten by the rest of the world, locked in a cell with Nesru, the Pharaoh's cupbearer.
Jailer! Release me! You have no right to keep me here. I am Pharaoh's chief cupbearer.
Nesru, come away from those iron bars. If you wake the jailer, he will beat you. Sit down. You've been having a nightmare.
Yes, Joseph. Yes, it was a nightmare. But why am I in this prison? I should be at the palace serving wine to the Pharaoh. Why, Joseph?
Don't you remember, Nesru? Months ago, many months ago, you offended the Pharaoh.
But I am innocent. It's all very well for you to speak so calmly. You committed a crime. You know why you are being punished.
No, Nesru, you are mistaken. I, too, am innocent.
Innocent? When I was thrown into this prison 6 months ago, I was told that you had stolen money from Potiphar, the general.
It was his wife who accused me. There was no proof. She lied.
Say no more, Joseph. I know about Potiphar's wife. If she bore witness against you, Joseph, then you must be innocent.
For those kind words, I thank you. I have been here over a year. You were the first who has believed me. I'm grateful.
You are not an Egyptian. From what land do you come?
I am a Hebrew from the land of Canaan.
Oh, I have heard of Canaan. But what is a Hebrew?
A man who believes in but one God.
One God? In Egypt, we have many gods. How came you to Egypt?
My brothers sold me into slavery.
What? I cannot believe such an evil thing. Such brothers must be monsters.
Perhaps they were not to blame. I was my father's favorite. They were jealous. Sleep now.
Sleep? How can I sleep when each night I dream the same dream and awake in a cold sweat? If only I could understand the dream. I'm frightened. But wait a moment. Didn't you just tell me that you were a dreamer of many dreams? Did you understand them?
Only too well, I'm afraid.
If I told you mine, could you perhaps tell me the meaning?
I don't know. But tell me, and we shall see.
Well, in this dream that comes to me every night, there is a grapevine standing in front of me. And on the vine, there are three branches. Then suddenly the branches begin to bud. Blossoms open and turn into clusters of ripe grapes. Pharaoh's wine cup is in my hands. I take the grapes and squeeze them into it. Then I take the wine cup and give it to Pharaoh, and he drinks from it.
This much is clear to me. The three branches stand for 3 days.
3 days? Why, in 3 days it will be the Pharaoh's birthday when all Egypt celebrates.
Ah. Then the rest of the dream also becomes clear. In 3 days, Pharaoh will return you to his favor, and you will again serve him from your wine cup as once you did before.
Joseph, I am beginning to fear that you have misread my dream. The 3 days have passed. Night has already fallen and still no word.
Where is Nesro, former chief cupbearer to Pharaoh?
Here, jailer. I am Nesro.
Hasten to the Pharaoh's palace. He wishes you to pour his wine from your cup once again.
Joseph, did you hear that? I am free.
Nesro, wait. I rejoice for you, but I pray you do not forget me. Speak to the Pharaoh on my behalf. Tell him I am innocent.
Oh, I will, Joseph. I swear it by the God of truth. Farewell for but a little while. Another cup of wine, O great Pharaoh, while the astrologer ponders your dream.
Ah, thank you, Nesro. You're a good servant. I cannot imagine why I ever had you thrown into prison 2 years ago.
Oh, I bear no ill feelings, majestic one. I live only to serve you.
For months I've been plagued by the same dreams. The gods are trying to tell me something important. But the gods speak in riddles. Well, what is it, Nesro?
Oh, what an ungrateful, forgetful fool I am. 2 years ago, when you had me cast into prison, I too was plagued by dreams. There was a young Hebrew there with me. He interpreted my dream, saying I would be restored to your favor. And behold, here I am, standing by your side. Perhaps...
Aye, perhaps indeed. Is he still alive?
I know not. I had forgotten him until this moment.
Well, then go and see. And if he still lives, bring him to me.
Behold, O great Pharaoh, the young man whom you bade me bring to you.
Here now is my dream. Behold, I stood upon the river bank, and seven cows that were fat and healthy came forth to graze in the meadow. Then seven other cows came forth, and they were poor and bony and very lean. And behold, they ate up the first seven cows. But the thin ones were still as thin as ever.
One thing is immediately clear, Your Majesty. The river you speak of must be the River Nile.
Yes, yes, well said, well said. Already you have spoken more wisdom than all the wise men in Egypt. But wait. There's still another dream. I saw a stalk of corn with seven rich, good ears upon it. Then seven other ears sprang up, withered and thin. And behold, the seven thin ears devoured the seven good ears. Then I woke up. Can you tell me the meaning? No one else can.
It seems to me that the two dreams are one.
Think carefully, Joseph. Do not be hasty.
Seven fat cows, seven fat ears of corn. Both are 7 years. Seven lean cows, seven withered ears of corn. Both are also 7 years. This, then, is the meaning of the dreams. There shall be 7 years of plenty in the land, which will be followed by 7 years of terrible famine.
You truly believe that?
With all my heart, great Pharaoh.
Yes, there's good sense in your words. But tell me, what is to be done to avoid the calamity you predict?
Let a man, both wise and discreet, be chosen. Let him see to it that during the 7 years of plenty, one-fifth of all the rich crops be stored in grain houses. Then, when the years of famine come, let the food that was put away be distributed among the people, that they may not starve and perish. But where you will find such a man, I do not know.
I do. You shall be that man. For wiser words I have never heard spoken before in this land. I appoint you, Joseph, you shall be governor of this land. And no one shall have greater power in Egypt than you, except for me.
I tell you, Father, we can delay no longer. We must go to Egypt to buy grain, or we shall all starve.
Reuben speaks the truth, O Jacob, our father. There has been no rain in 2 years. Our pastures are dry and parched. Our cattle and sheep cannot feed on sand. And our children cry themselves to sleep because they are hungry.
But why go to Egypt? Is there not a drought there as well?
There is, Father. But Pharaoh appointed a governor to save enough food from the rich years to feed the people during these times of famine.
But we are not Egyptians. Why should they feed strangers from Canaan?
Because, Father, their storage houses are so overflowing with grain, there's enough for all.
Must you all go? I pray you, at least leave Benjamin behind. It is a long and dangerous journey. I have already lost one young son. I could not bear to lose another.
Are we not also your sons?
I did not mean to offend you, Simon. But you are grown men, well able to defend yourselves. Go now, with my love and blessing, and convey also my blessings to the royal governor of Egypt, for he is a kind and generous man.
And so, because of a dream, Joseph went to Egypt as a slave. And because of another dream, Joseph's brothers went to Egypt as hungry men. Our adventure seems to be woven with many dreams. In ancient days, dreams were considered to be mysterious messages from God. It's really not much different today. We all wonder what our dreams mean. I'll return shortly with Act Three. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. We are about to witness a very strange reunion. Joseph and his brothers have not seen each other for at least 20 years. Will they recognize him? It doesn't seem very likely, does it? When last they saw Joseph, he was a boy, stripped of his coat of many colors. Now they will see him seated upon a throne, clad in royal robes. They will bow down in front of him. Will Joseph realize his old dreams have come true? Let's go to his palace and see how it all comes out.
My Lord Joseph, 10 shepherds from Canaan wish an audience with you.
Canaan?
Yes. Isn't that the land where you were born?
It is. How strange. Let them be permitted to enter.
Let the men from Canaan be permitted to enter. The royal governor will speak to them.
Most noble lord, we greet you humbly and bring the grateful blessings of our father.
Reuben.
My lord knows my name.
Be silent, shepherd. Why should my lord know one as lowly as you?
But I thought I heard...
Silence!
Joseph, what ails you?
Do not speak my name, Nathru.
But why have you turned so pale?
These men are my brothers. I know their faces.
The villains who sold you into slavery? Then this is your chance to avenge yourself upon them.
Nay, I want no vengeance. Perhaps they have changed. I will test them. What do you foreigners wish with me?
We have come to buy grain, noble lord.
I do not believe you. You are spies.
My lord, you are mistaken. We are but 12 brothers, sons of one man in Canaan, whose children cry from hunger.
Your father still lives? Is he well?
He is well, my lord. I thank you for asking.
I am glad to hear it. You tell me you are 12 brothers. I count but 10. Where are the other two?
One brother, Benjamin, is with our father.
And the other? No. Let that brother answer. You. What is your name?
I am called Simon. I do not know where our other brother is. His name was Joseph.
Is he dead? Devoured by a wild beast, perhaps?
I do not think so, my lord.
Or has he been sold into slavery?
How did you know?
Be quiet, Simon. Say no more.
I knew it. You are all hiding something from me. You are liars and spies.
No, my lord, we are honest men. We have come to buy grain, and we have the gold to pay for it.
Then prove you are honest men. Deliver before me the 2 missing brothers, and I will believe you.
My lord, why do you mistrust us? We speak the truth. One brother is missing, we know not where. The other, the youngest, is with his father.
Then bring him.
But Benjamin is very dear to his father. He will not part with him.
And was not your other brother dear to him as well? No. Before I believe you, I must first see this Benjamin. Is that what you call him?
Oh, Simon, our crime against Joseph has caught up with us.
Aye, and now suddenly weighs heavy on my soul.
I will let you prove your honesty, for I am a just man. I shall sell you the grain, but only 9 of you shall return to Canaan. The 10th brother, let it be you, the one called Simon, will be thrown into prison. When you deliver Benjamin to me, I shall free Simon. Now go, before I change my mind. Nisru, follow them quickly to the storehouse and fill their empty bags with grain. And when they are not looking, hide the same gold they pay you in those same bags. Swiftly now.
Welcome back, my sons. Did all go well?
Yes, Father. We brought back with us many sacks of grain.
Reuben, why do you look so troubled? And where is your brother, Simon? Why is he not with you?
The royal governor had him thrown into prison. He said we were spies.
But I thought that this governor was a kind man. What will he do with Simon?
He'll release him, Father, when we bring Benjamin before him.
He wants Benjamin? No. He shall not have him. Have I not already lost my beloved Joseph? No, I will not let Benjamin go to Egypt.
Do not grieve, Father. We will find a way. Let us now pour forth the grain that we have bought. Our wives and children must first eat. Then we will consider our problem.
What is all this gold doing among the grain? Did you not pay for it?
Oh, the cruel governor of Egypt has tricked us. Now he will accuse us of being thieves as well as spies. He will execute Simon. We must hasten back to Egypt with this money and prove we are honest men.
But Reuben, if we return, we must bring Benjamin with us.
Benjamin will not go, I say.
Father, we have no choice. We must take Benjamin with us. I swear, by my own two sons, I will bring him back with me. And because we are honest men, noble lord, we have returned with the gold we found hidden with our grain.
Did you bring your youngest brother, Benjamin, with you?
Benjamin! Behold, my lord, here he is.
Step forward, young Benjamin, that I may look at you closely. Well, now that I have seen him, I am satisfied you are not spies. Go now, all of you, to the storehouse and receive more grain. Your brother Simon will be released and wait you there.
But Joseph, when will you tell them who you are?
Soon, Nisru, soon. But first, take this gold cup. When you fill their sacks with grain, hide this cup secretly in the sack that belongs to the boy, Benjamin. Then, when they have departed, send a troop of soldiers after them and have them arrested. Then bring them back to me.
My lord, why have we been arrested and brought back?
I want the gold goblet you have stolen from me. I had thought you honest men, but I see that you are thieves.
Not so, my lord. You are mistaken. Search us and see for yourselves.
Let each brother pour out the grain in his sack. Nisru, walk among them and see which sack holds the golden cup.
Open your sacks, thieves. Here it is, my lord. Here's your golden cup.
In which brother's sack was it hidden?
In that of the youngest, my lord.
Then he is the thief. Seize him.
No, my lord. Our brother Benjamin is no thief. It is a trick.
Then why is he silent? Why does he not deny it? You are all dismissed. Go now and leave me, all except Benjamin. Him I will keep in Egypt forever.
No, by heaven, you will not. Benjamin goes with us.
Calmly, Simon, calmly, or he will have us all killed.
My lord, let me beseech you. Send Benjamin back to his father. Let me stay here in Egypt in his place and do with me what you will. I care not.
There is more to this than meets the eye. Tell me your reasons.
Willingly. Once we had a young brother named Joseph who was the apple of my father's eye. In our jealousy, I sold that brother into slavery. Our father would have died of grief had there not been Benjamin to console and comfort him. And since then, the love of Benjamin has sustained him. But now, if we return to Canaan without our youngest brother, our father will surely die of sorrow. Therefore, be not angry, my lord, but be merciful. Let me stay and let my brother go.
Simon, your words fill my heart with joy. Nisru, you and the other Egyptians leave this chamber. And let the doors be closed behind you.
I hear, and we obey.
Come near to me, my brothers, and greet me. Reuben, why do you hesitate? When I was but a child, did you not carry me on your shoulders?
Why do you play with us, my lord? We do not know you.
But I know you. There is Asher. There is Naphtali, and Issachar, and Dan, and Simon, and Levi.
My lord, who are you?
Simon. Do you not remember the boy who once wore a coat of many colors?
Joseph. Brothers. Brothers, it is Joseph whom we thought were dead.
I am your brother, Joseph. Now, will you all come and greet me?
Oh, my beloved brother.
Do not crush me, Reuben. You still have the hug of a bear. Simon, will you not come to me?
I am afraid, Joseph, for I have done you much evil.
Not evil, but good. Though you knew it not. For had you not sold me into slavery, I would not be in Egypt now. The Pharaoh would not have told me his dreams, nor would he have given me the power to preserve life in this time of famine.
Oh, Joseph. Those very same dreams that angered us when you were only a boy have indeed come true. For we have bowed down to you, and you are our Lord.
I am not your Lord, Levi. I am your brother. Hasten back to Canaan, and I will come with you. For there is a hunger in my soul for the sight of Jacob, our father.
Welcome back, my sons. Is Benjamin among you? I fear to look.
Here he is, father. And here I am as well. The royal governor sent us to you with his blessing.
Then my heart overflows with joy. Our family is complete again. If only Joseph were also here. Why do you smile, Reuben?
I smile, father, because the royal governor of Egypt has come with us to meet you.
My humble greetings, blessed father of so many sons.
My lord, why do you bow to me? Why do you honor a humble old shepherd?
Because he is my father.
Father, it is Joseph. Don't you recognize your own son?
Joseph? Oh, no. My lord, may I look into your eyes and see if the truth is there? It is. It is indeed Joseph. Oh, my son, for so many bitter years have I grieved for you. Have you then come to dwell with us here in Canaan?
No, father. I have come to take you to Goshen, the richest and most fertile land in Egypt, where you and your sons and their families may dwell in peace and prosperity. The Pharaoh himself has given us this land for this purpose.
And shall we never return to Canaan, the land of our forefathers?
We shall return, never fear. For I have had a dream. And in this dream, the Lord said to me, "Behold, you shall someday return to Canaan and become a great nation."
And so Jacob and his sons and their families dwelt in Goshen, in the land of Egypt, for many hundreds of years. And in time, they came to be known as the 12 tribes of Israel. And then when a cruel Pharaoh ruled in Egypt, the 12 tribes were pressed into slavery. And then there came a great man whose name was Moses, who led the Israelites out of Egypt into the land of Canaan, where they became a nation, even as Joseph had once dreamed. I'll be back shortly. Though he lived so many thousands of years ago, Joseph could very well be called our first modern man. He understood the meaning of conservation, which today is a vital part of our way of life. Do you remember a few years back when our country sold its excess wheat to Russia? Well, isn't that what Joseph did so long ago when he sold the extra grain to the starving countries which bordered on Egypt? Nothing is ever really new in this world, is it?
This is...
Our cast included Tony Roberts, William Griffiths, Robert Dryden, Ralph Bell, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.